Hawaii local, Kent Kobayashi.
I just love science fiction. I enjoy science fiction movies, especially from the 1950s and 1960s. So how do I combine my love of science fiction movies with horticulture? What I've done in my TPSS 300 Tropical Productions Systems course is to bring in aspects of high technology, the future of horticulture, into the class. I wanted to make sure that in my class, I taught students some of the things that they have never heard of before. Things that may not be common in Hawaii, but are occurring on the U.S. mainland and around the world. So all students are aware of what's happening besides what's going on in Hawaii. I wanted them to learn about new technology, not even in common practice now. So one of the places I've gone to is science fiction movies. Here are some of my favorite movies that tie into my class. Okay. Flight to Mars, 1951. A journey of people from Earth to Mars. What this show showed me, this is 1951, is the Martians are using hydroponic systems underground to feed the cities. So I look at that. 1951, isn't that the kind of research I'm doing now on hydroponics? Okay. Silent Running, 1972 movie. It shows about space farming, which I cover in my class, about forests that are being grown in domes above the city. And that's something that I teach in my class. I also am very interested in space farming, farming on Mars, for example. So I get ideas from that to bring into my class. Fantastic Voyage, 1966. They shrunk a machine with scientists and doctors in them and injected them into a person's body because it had to go into the brain and treat some kind of tumor or cancer in it. So this is something I also teach in my class about nanotechnology and its future in horticulture, and how we can use, for example, the same system to treat plant diseases. Okay. So over the years, the things that I used to see as future technology are catching up. Things that I used to teach, like plant factories, are getting more and more common. LED lighting. So I've always had to stay one step ahead of the students, always searching around for information, because I want to teach them things they haven't heard of before. So that's why I'm looking for new things, and I teach on the edge of forever. Any questions? Yes?
What did you think of the Martian?
Oh, I loved it, because I would just love to have soil from the Big Island, you know, volcanic soil, because it resembles Martian soil, because I would love to do research on that. But when I looked at the movie and I said, this is a botanist. This is not a horticulturist. I understand they went there and they needed a botanist to find new plant life or things, but I said, does this botanist really know about farming? They don't have the horticulturist on this crew. But I enjoyed the movie. I think about 1954, Day of the Triffids, where there's a comet shower that causes these plants to develop, and they grow big, and they can walk and kill people. I included that because of the topic that we see elsewhere, but also in Hawaii, about invasive species and the problems with that. And that's part of horticulture, and so I thought I'd include something like that.